Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, Lagos, welcome back. It's still the Morning Crossfire. My name is Kofi Bartels. Good to know you're there. Happy holidays to all of you, especially to our Muslim brethren who are celebrating this auspicious occasion of Eid al-Fitr. May God's blessings continually be with you. May you have a beautiful time, you know, with your families, your loved ones, your friends. Of course, may the blessings of the season continue with you throughout the year. All right. And of course, for those of you who are enjoying the holiday, please be safe out there. Be careful out there. And of course, be watchful. You know, that's been advice from the security authorities in the country. We're short of safety, so go out there and feel free to enjoy yourself. Go about your normal businesses and activities. You know, enjoy yourself with your family and loved ones, but also still, you know, remain careful, because you have criminals who always want to take advantage of this these occasions to go about their nefarious activities, to borrow the words of the Nigeria Police Force. Anyway, let's talk Lagos Island. Uncle Jimmy set the pace on Daily Today Part 2 this morning, you know, by giving his 2 cents on, or his take on what he thinks the solution should be to the incessant and repeated fire incidents on Lagos Island. We'd like to hear from you, 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. What's the solution to the repeated fire incidents on Lagos Island? What do you think should be done to ensure that we don't have this kind of situation forestalled? Some people feel that all those markets on Lagos Island should be relocated. You know, move the markets out of Lagos Island and ensure that the place is kept purely residential. You know, area, the parts that are commercial should be kept commercial. When I hear Central Business District, I remember, you know, I think of the famous popular CBDs in the world, you know, Lower Manhattan, Central London. You know, you go to Singapore, they have their CBD. You go to Malaysia, Australia, some cities have a nice CBD. And Lagos has a CBD that can't compare with any in the world. Now, the central business districts of different cities around the world, and you guys know I'm also passionate about this, those are their financial centers. You know, those are the financial centers. So if you go to, which city can I use now? If you go to, let's say New York, for instance, you will see, you know, things like Wall Street. All right. Wall Street. In the center of New York, or the central New York. If you go to London, you see the financial institutions right there. Now, in Lagos, what I see, it seems like most of these guys have left that part of the city, all right? And they've moved to places like Victoria Island, Ikoyi. Some have moved to Lekki Phase 1. They don't want to be in that part of the city. Lagos Island seems to be a pale shadow of what it used to be, you know, some years ago. In fact, there was a day I was trying to trace, because I saw someone share a post, a very nice post of, you know, what was it? Herbert Macaulay. Yeah, Herbert Macaulay. And they gave the address of Herbert Macaulay's house. You know, so I said, okay, let me try and look at it. Let me look for it. What I saw, I may not be right, but what I saw, it seems that place is now as a market or like a shop, you know. And I remember what Lagos Island used to look like those days as a young chap, you know, who used to visit Lagos now and then. You know, that was a center of finance, center of business, center, you know, of everything, you know, in Lagos. You have a lot of tourist attractions on Lagos Island. You have a lot of historical buildings. You have a lot of historical, you know, sites, you know, in that part of the city. But what you see is Agbero taking over everywhere. market, street market, roadside market, you know, places that you expect to see, you know, maybe financial institutions, maybe one or two shops, you know, and all that, you see, you know, markets taking over the place, and it just looks like a mess, like a slum, you know, looks like a slum. Okay, where did the British hand over, you know, independence to Nigerians? Where was Nigeria's first parliament? Where was Nigeria's first central bank building? Okay, where was the first post office? Where did Herbert Macaulay live? You know, all these places. I don't know, but I believe they should be somewhere on Lagos Island. Yeah? Yeah. I mean, I'm a South-South person. I'm not originally Lagosian. So you guys would tell me, you know. So to see a place like this become what it is today is really sad, you know. I wish that Lagos Island, especially the Central Business District, will resemble the Central Business Districts we have in Chicago, all right? Will resemble the Central Business Districts we have in New York. Resemble London, Central London, the city, all right? The Central Business District of Tokyo, of Paris. You have, it's called La Défense, all right? Will resemble Canary Wharf in London. The financial district of London. You go to Beijing, you have the Beijing CBD, you know, all these places. Lagos Island, I don't know. If you look at the master plan of Lagos, and you look at the master plan of Lagos, is it meant to be a market? You know, should we have markets all over there? The first, you know, you have old cathedrals, you have buildings. Sometimes I pass, I look at those old buildings, I just want to stop and admire them, you know. But you can't, because you don't know which Agbero is going to come in. Anyway, so what do you guys think about all we're saying? What's the solution, all right, to the perennial repeated fire incidents we have on Lagos Island? Do you think the government should relocate the markets? Say, okay, no more market here. Huh? Let's get this place back to what it's meant to be. 99.3, good morning. 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey. Mm-hmm. My main man.
My brother.
How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Happy Diffitri to all my Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world.
Same to you. Same to you. Same to you.
We have Ambassador Musba here calling you from Oshin.
Welcome. Welcome, Ambassador Musba.
Don't pull my hand this morning, I beg you. I'm begging you. Now, to me,
what happened now?
The most difficult thing to do, we did the solution to this, is to relocate all the markets. You know, before, when I was young, I'm from Lagos Island, Shell Stamina, as you know. Mm-hmm. And all these markets, they're not just their shops, Shell Stamina. Suddenly, developer comes and develops all those places and are not with not good material. Sure, I mean, I can see all ways have been developed. Supposing as they're developing this place, there's a lot of space. You know, in Lagos Island, yes, call it my own town, your window and the other side may close.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stretch your hand from the side.
Okay.
If you stretch your hand will be inside my own parlor.
Okay.
Inside my bedroom.
Okay.
Maybe Shah Stamina. It shouldn't be. Maybe no proper planning. Shah Stamina. So, and these houses are not meant for commercial. So, I think it's more difficult though, because when government doesn't want to do this, honestly, a lot will happen.
All right.
But it must be done. Relocate it to somewhere else and build more than market for those who are there.
Okay.
You're not having a commercial center. At the same time, you cannot avoid to lose many homes.
All right.
And property.
All right. Thank you so much, Ambassador Musba, the Lagos Islander. Thank you very much for your time. 99.3, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome.
Good to you,
yeah, what's your name?
Yeah, Baba G.
All right, Baba G, welcome.
Yeah, Lagos Island, I'm opportune to work there many years.
Mm-hmm.
From 1997, I know Island very well. Like what you rightly said, most of the companies, the embassies, they moved to the Tri-Island because of noise in that area. I think British High Commissioner was in Marina KLM, so many of them, they are no longer there. And what is going on in this part of the world is the problem of indigenousship. I'm the owner of this house. Like where you mentioned Central London, you mentioned Indian, you mentioned many places. And these areas you mentioned belong to the government, not individual. But in our case, individual own that place. Like you are talking about Dosomu, Idugara, Jankara, Balogun. That area you are talking about, individual will just build his house, and at the end of the day, the other one will build his own house, and at the end of the day, the thing will clog. There is no way you can even plant flower around building there. So a situation whereby if the governor give an order, they will flat the order because they will tell the governor, you belong to us, you are from us, you cannot talk to us. That is the problem in Nigeria, especially in this city. So until the government, because all land belongs to the government, until the government do the needful, there is one thing to put on the law, there's another thing to implement it fully. So that is the only thing I have to say. God bless you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. Ah, that's quite interesting. Yeah, I mean, you have a point. I think I usually confuse it with Merchant Man. Baba G. Sorry, I almost called you Merchant Man. You have a point when you say that in other parts of the world, the central business districts are owned by the government. Let me give you an example. In some countries I've visited, you can't even drive a taxi. You can't even get a taxi in the central business district. You know, you can't get a taxi because of the traffic that goes there. Or is headed to the CBD. They try to decongest the CBD. So what they do is, if you enter the CBD, you pay a toll. You pay a toll. So you can't enter like that. You'll be charged. So the taxis don't even want to go there. Except they're sure that there's somebody going to pick, and then they're going to charge you for that. So if you don't have a taxi man who you've said, okay, come and pick me from XYZ, place in the central business area at so and so time, you just go and see, you won't see a taxi, because as they are crossing into the central business area, they are being deducted. I visited a country where they don't even need to deduct you cash; they have some device on your car, all right, or it will just go electronically as your car is crossing a certain line to enter the central business area. Money is leaving your account as a taxi driver, you know, as a car owner, money is leaving your account.
Yeah, let me see.
Hello, good morning. Hello, can you hear me? So money is leaving your account. So before you drive your car there, you think twice. If you don't have anything serious to do there, you leave. All right? What I think Lagos Island has suffered is neglect. You know, government neglect. That's been the bane of Lagos Island. And it's time for the government to step up and, you know, do the needful. I do not know the dynamics between the federal government and the state government. But the last caller has a point. If the government doesn't own the place, it may be difficult to do anything, you know. But I know the government has a plan. You know, I think a remodeling plan they announced. I don't know how, you know, far they're going to go with that. There's some SA on CBD to the governor as well, you know. But they have remodeling plans. I read something about it some time ago, hoping they can come on the air to talk about this. But I'm passionate, you know, to see Lagos Island glow, you know, GLOW. Don't get it twisted. 99.3, good morning.
Morning, bro.
Welcome. What's your name? Where are listening to us from?
Yeah, my name is Abalu. Balu. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
All right, welcome. Your contribution.
Yeah, thank you. First time calling on your show.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, talking of Lagos Island, I was there sometime 2019. One of my friends was looking for a house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way the house it was built in that part of Lagos, it was, I look at it, I'm like, how? Even in the afternoon, it was like night. See, they built the house in no space, nothing like space, no, like, this is outside, let me sit here. No. See, I just like know how people live here.
Mm-hmm.
No air, nothing, everywhere dark. Not everywhere, but you know, particular house we went to, oh no, Kofi, see, the government should do something. If something like fire happened there, every house is damaged. So, you know, I like what the government is planning to do, develop, you know, give, I don't know what to say. Thank you, Kofi.
All right. All right. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate you calling in. 99.3, good morning.
Kofi.
Good morning. Who do you have? Yeah, welcome. Welcome.
Maro, that's my name.
Your name again, please?
M-A-R-O, Maro Mito.
Okay, Maro Mito. Okay, welcome. Welcome, Maro.
Now, it is easy for the needle to go through the eyes of the, whatever they call it.
The camel to go through the eye of the needle.
Yes, thank you. You see, the state itself has created a kind of an imbroglio. That all this they are doing now is like a noise making. They will pay their ass off. You see, this developer they are calling, they are the main source of politics in Lagos, most especially the island. Mm-hmm. And the question is, does those property they're talking about have a CFO? Go and check. Does those property that are being developed have approval? Go and check. You'll be surprised they got it. How did they get it? So it's like using our, what do you call it, mouth to spite our nose. They did it. They caused it. The government, the system itself caused it. And they are trying to find somebody to blame for it. There is no discipline enough in our system. Whatever we have, it's either by tribal or by personality. Man, no man. But we need to move away from it. Thank you.
All right. We need sincerity in this. Thank you very much for time. For those of you just joining us, still the morning crossfire, looking at developments on Lagos Island, particularly with the fire incident on Dosumu Street yesterday. 14 buildings affected, 4 structures collapsed as a result of that. What happened from a reporter, a lady I spoke to, if you watched the video, I think New Central TV had a reporter there, and while she was presenting live on reporting live, one of the buildings collapsed behind her, and onlookers had to scamper for their safety. Thankfully, here no life was lost. But what I gathered, you know, is that there was a generator that had a bit of a spark or something, and that a gentleman whose shop was, who had that generator, who was there at the time with the generating set, saw it spark, and because he was afraid it was going to maybe harm him or something, I don't know, threw it from the upstairs, all right, one of the higher floors, threw it down. And the generating set, when he threw it out, you know, to avoid it, catching fire or something, what I'm told is that on impact, whilst it made impact with the ground, the generator exploded. Now, this may not be the exact thing that happened, but I'm told from the reporter and eyewitness there that eyewitnesses are saying that this is what happened. So when the generating set was thrown out, it exploded, had a mini explosion, or it caught fire, let me say, caught fire. So when it caught fire, the wind blew the fire to the goods that were in the shops down there, and as one building, one shop caught fire, another shop caught fire, one building caught fire, the wind blew it across to the buildings on the opposite side, you know, because the streets are small, and both sides of the street, the buildings caught fire. That's why we say 14 buildings were raised by fire, 4 structures collapsed. You know, even the structures collapsing says volumes of the integrity, you know, of those structures to an extent, but the engineers will know better. So what's the solution to the frequent fire incidents we have on Lagos Island, you know, from time to time? We'll be right back to take more of your thoughts right here on the Morning Crossfire. Stay with us.
Have you ever dreamed of creating videos that captivate and inspire? Are you in search of that perfect space where your visual ideas can flourish? Or perhaps you're on the lookout for a venue that'll add a touch of magic to your events? Look no further. At We Entertainment Production Limited, we're not just a media production company. We're your gateway to bringing visions to life. Nestled in the heart of Lekki, Lagos, we offer an oasis for creators like you. Whether it's TV or film production, event coverage that captures every memorable moment, commercials that resonate, breathtaking music videos, the artistry of photography, or content that engages, we have it all. Plus, with our state-of-the-art studio rentals, you're equipped with professional-grade gear from the get-go. At We Entertainment Production Limited, we believe in doing beautiful things. This is our promise to you. Get in touch today. Call us at 0908-826-5049. 0908-826-5049. Or email info@web.ng. That is, in capital letters, info@web.ng. We Entertainment Production Limited, where beautiful things happen.
All right, your messages are welcome on our social media platforms. Also, we have a WhatsApp, 08095975805. 08095975805 is the WhatsApp number. Christopher Ona says, my suggestion is that there should be a fire service within the major markets across Lagos and other parts, other markets across the country. As big as Lagos Island Market is, at least 3 fire service points and all shops in the market should on a fire extinguisher. All right, Christopher, now thank you very much. We'll talk some more about it. But you see, the question should some of the markets we have in Lagos Island actually be there? You know, is that on the master plan? We'll be right back.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. Still the morning crossfire 99.3 Nigerian for the Dosumbu market fire is what we're looking at this morning on the program. Taking your thoughts on the solution to the repeated incidents of fire at the Lagos Island axis of the state. Also, apart from fire, we can also talk about, frequent building collapse in that part of the state. All this calls into question, you know, what the government has, the plans of the government to, you know, reposition Lagos Island as a premier central business district on the African continent, really. So what's the way out? What's the solution? The Lagos State Fire and Rescue Service were told yesterday that they had successfully contained a major fire incident which affected over 14 buildings. Apart from the 14 buildings that were affected, about 4 structures also collapsed. One of them live on TV, you know, yesterday. It was a sight to behold, we're lucky to even see how it unfolded, which calls to question the structural integrity or the integrity of that building. You know, I know that, yes, after a fire, it's not a surprise that it will collapse, but, you know, but there are some buts there. So all these things need to be, looked into by the government. The cause was traced to, you know, a generating set which was being refueled. Also, you had fuel storage or fuel being stored in jerry cans, you know, in that part of the building that was affected. You know, we had a printing shop being affected with chemicals, and those chemical content may have exacerbated the situation. The director of the Lagos State Fire and Rescue Service said this, Mrs. Margaret Adesheye, put out a statement yesterday. I want to quote it. The statement said, and I quote, "Lagos State Fire and Rescue Service has successfully contained a major fire incident affecting 14 buildings with 2 structures fully collapsed and 2 partially collapsed. The cause was traced to a refueling of a generator, among others, with fuel storage in kegs at the penthouse of a 3-building complex housing a printing shop with chemical contents." Now, barely 24 hours after fire raised the cosmetics and hair attachment section of Balogun Market, you know, also still in the central business district of Lagos Island, this another fire that is gutting the Dosumbu Market off Idumagbo Road or Avenue in Lagos Island. All right, so NEMA also confirmed the incident. also gave the reason similar to what the Lagos State Fire and Rescue Service gave. It's really sad what has happened. People's livelihood, you know, people's businesses, investments. I hear the gentleman whose generating set, you know, sparked the incident, fainted, you know, and was rushed to the hospital. We hear other people, at least one other person may have collapsed, you know, and I'm also sparing a thought for the business owners there, you know, those whose, you know, goods were either stored in warehouses or were on display in their shops. You know, these are millions of naira or hundreds of millions, if not billions, you know, in investment that has gone to waste. You know, so while we're talking, we're also sparing a thought for the business people who are affected by all of this. You know, they don't have to go through this every other time. Is it by building collapsing? Is it by fire, you know, engulfing a building, a warehouse, a complex? They don't have to go through this every single time, because what happens is their investment is going to waste. And that's why we're calling on Lagos State Government to do something about this. Relocate the markets to a better place. Build proper markets. Build proper, you know, commercial centers. And then when you have a proper commercial center, you have the, you know, required space. You have the muster point. You have the water point. You have a fire service station. You have a clinic. You have a police post. You have a gate. You have, you know, people will be registered. Not the haphazard thing we see, you know. I always feel sad when I drive through Broad Street. The name Broad Street on its own is it has a lot of significance. The name Broad Street alone has a lot of meaning. It has a lot of history. It's like saying Wall Street. You find Broad Street wherever you have the British, you know, where they colonized and all that. You have Broad Street, which is a financial, you know, center. It's a business district. When I pass through that, I see, you know, I was stopping people all over, you know, come and buy, you know, most of the places there that used to be insurance companies, banks, financial, you know, institutions. You know, now those guys have left the place because it's unsafe. And you have to buy a shoe, have to buy a belt. Now all this can be misinterpreted, what I'm saying, as being against a certain, you know, section of our society, a business community, those who engage in these businesses. No. Why am I saying no? It's because I feel pain that a businessman whose investment, you know, millions of naira will be washed away, burnt off like that. Why? Because of lack of a proper structure, lack of, you know, planned area, a planned environment, you know. That's why the central business district has to be restored to what it's meant to be. Let the beauty of Lagos come out. Not places like Victoria Island or places like Lekki Phase 1 or Ikoyi, you know, banks are moving there. No. No. But do they have a choice, really? Agbero everywhere. I saw someone urinating the other day when I was trying to access a marina. All right? I was going to VI. And I couldn't use the street because the governor's, you know, daughter was having a wedding. Nothing wrong there. It's family activity. I don't want to talk about it. Private life. Okay, let's leave it out. So we had to go through. I had to find my way through some of the roads I know. You see people urinating. People throwing stuff. You know? Street trading. And by the way, another thing the government needs to look at is how people urinate in Lagos. It's people just urinate. I don't have to see you urinating when I'm moving around. You know, around. I don't want to see anyone urinating. Okay, you know, when people urinate, we throw things on the road. You know, anyone can just put a table and just start selling stuff. And when they're selling the stuff, they have to throw the refuse by the roadside. All these are signs of a disorderly society. All these are signs of society that does not live like human beings. You know, other parts of the world, if you attempt to urinate on the street, it's $50 fine. You throw a piece of, a paper on the ground, you pay $50 fine. You cross the road at the wrong place, you pay $50 fine. Why can't we make our environment beautiful? Why can't we make our environment habitable? Why can't we make it safe for our children to even walk on the road? You know, area boys everywhere. And when they come out to fight, oh my God, is it a Dumota? Is it Balogun? Oh my God. Last time I went there when they fought. Something else. 0201-465-7190. Let's go over to the phone lines. 0201-465-7190. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kofi.
Welcome. What do we have, please?
You said it all, my brother. Hmm. It's just that to me, I just say it's like it's gisting that we are just gisting. Even though come tomorrow, if another 20 buildings should got burn in that Lagos Island, nothing will stay up. They will just talk. Nothing will stay happen. Like the first caller said, those Idumota area, you will see someone cooking in his kitchen, be looking in someone else's bathroom. You'll be wondering what kind of society are we in? Seriously. And if the tomorrow, government can't even dare to move that market to somewhere else. Because if it does, we start having problems with all those yoloja or babaloja. That's the truth. Because why? The government use them gaining power into where they are. So you moving or closing down their building or closing down what they are getting from those Igbo traders means himself won't get votes when election comes. So everything is just politics. Jankara has been existing in that area. Jankara is where they sell electricals in that Lagos analysis. Okay, the Igbos there had union, they move it to Alaba International. Assuming it is where something is working, that Jankara will have been closed down by now, but it's still active. Alaba is still active. Look at Oduade now. They had meeting, they built another place somewhere around Abulado, close to the trade fair. But because of politics, that Oduade is still active. Along the road, go to Oduade, you see buildings like, you see shops that looks like a staircase, all these shops. Is that how it's meant to be because you're looking for money? The day something will happen there, believe you me, there's no space whereby a fire tanker could drive in there. Especially that Oduade, where they sell those jacuzzi, plumbing and whatever. If you go there that you want to go and shop, my brother, you say you will feel tired. You say this Lagos, no plan.
All right.
Alaba International, go there.
Thank
if you. If you are driving beside a container, your container must fall at Sony bus stop. And that this has been a death trap since the past 4 years. Till tomorrow, ask anybody. That's why people just believe they want to buy. They go to all the shopping mall buy.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Great I appreciate the time. You've said a lot. This is all, you know, all this going on in Lagos Island. Just a sign or an example of the dilapidated state of Lagos, really. Lagos Island is just really a symbol, a representation of the dilapidated state of Lagos. You know, Lagos Island is a CBD, really. It's a slum, you know. Where do you want to talk about? You know, even the famed Tafawa Balewa Square, you know, where Nigeria's independence was granted, when Nigeria won its independence. Go to the back of TBS now. All those areas. You know, all the way to Obalende. The government is trying, but you're not trying enough. Lagos State government, you're not doing enough. You have to do more. Okay? How about building new markets? Modern markets, or what the politicians will call ultra-modern market. Okay, build those, you know? Build gigantic markets. Build ultra-modern markets. Have a plan. Meet the people, you know, and say, okay, we're going to move you. Build ultra-modern markets. Computerized markets. Government will even make more money that way. All right? 99.3, good morning.
Good morning, Kofi.
Yeah, welcome. Your name and where listening to us from.
This is Pastor Ladipo.
Welcome.
You see, Kofi, my take on this is this. We have too many corrupt officials. And that is the major reason why this thing continues to happen. Now, when you bring in a new person, the person will do some gra-gra, initial gra-gra. And some people will call the person to order. either those in the political office, tell the person if you want to remain in this office and relevant, you have to subpedal in this area, you have to subpedal in that area. That is why you see those buildings springing up in those places, illegal structures here and there. There are agencies that are meant to take care of this. But those agencies can't function. Why? Because, number one, it's either a person sees it as an avenue to enrich himself, or the person is being handicapped by some political influence. So all these things are the major reason why a lot of things continues to happen. It's a pity. Lagos, they've turned it into something else. That everybody that occupies a kind of position sees it as an opportunity. So it's so painful.
All right.
Like all these businesses that are being destroyed.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate you calling in. 99.3. Good morning. What's your name and your contribution, please?
Good morning.
Good morning. Please try and speak up.
This is Oboli calling from Ikorodu.
All right. Good to hear from you.
It should be told, only a brazen government with a strong resolve can do this holistic restructuring you're clamoring for. You think they've not seen it? Of course they've seen it. But if they try to do anything, it will be met with stiff reactions. They will be like, no, don't touch this place. See, it's easy for us to say all these things, but from beginning, we shouldn't have even allowed those buildings to be there in the first place. Now it has been erected. So no matter how it's raised down or burnt, they will not change. Have you seen other markets that they try to, you know, turn to another tramodern market? It will not be accessible or affordable for people. So that's why they will not allow them to tamper with that place. So allowing them to erect such in the first place is even a no-no. And that's how this whole thing came about or came to existence. Mm. So I don't think the present government that we have now will be able to do that, except one that says, okay, I don't care whose ox is good. But this present one, Mr. Kofi, forget. Mm. Maybe when we have another government in place.
Mm. All right. Good to hear from you. Thank you so very much, kindly, for your time. I want Governor Sahole to prove this listener's wrong, that he has a political will to do this. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Kofi, how are you doing?
Welcome. Thank you. Welcome. Please go.
General Sam is my name.
Welcome.
The truth of the matter is this, Kofi. Let's discuss what is working. You see this Lagos Island, I operate from there. I'm at the Lagos Island, I'm talking to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
The makeup of Lagos Island now, anybody that wants to scatter it will step on serious toes. Serious toes. So let's forget of they will display them, it won't work. They will not have. The political structure of this Lagos Island now, every corner of this Lagos Island, name it, they have the structures on ground. So you can't, if you want to come and demolish that structure, you have a lot of stiffness to meet with. So let's discuss what is workable. Now, what is workable? Lagos has become to what it's become to be. Every place is business, market, everywhere. Even there is no warehouse. Forget Plaza. There is no warehouse. All those high-rise buildings are working as a warehouse,
right,
as we are speaking right now.
All right.
What is workable? It should put fire service every street of this Lagos Island.
All right.
Set up fire community of every street of this Lagos Island.
All right.
That is what is workable for now.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you calling in, Jonathan. 99.3, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, welcome. Your name and contribution?
My name is Levan. Please, I won't take any time at all. I just want, there is a particular, I sent a message to you on Instagram, requesting for a particular Thursday Health Thursday program. I have been studying for it on
Which one? Which particular one, please?
You respond later. That's okay. I want to see. Thank
okay.
you very much.
So you sent to me personally on Instagram or the station?
Yeah, personally to your Instagram handle.
Okay, I'll check, okay?
Please,
I promise, I'll
you
check.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, that's all.
You're welcome. All right. 99.3, good morning.
Hello, Kofi, good morning.
You're welcome. What's your name? Where are you listening to us from, please?
This market woman.
All right, market woman.
See, you see that market there?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I walk through those markets, I fear, make I put her like that. I will be afraid. And you know the worst part? Many of them have generator inside that market. So they have to do something. We will not be thinking about money, and people's life when things just happen. Life will just be taken like that. Those lights that are being, that just go like that, they cannot make money again. So they should do something about it. That place is too tight. You should take decision whether it hurts anybody or not. You should put it in place.
Thank you very much, Market Woman. MC Homeboy in the UK says it is sad to see this fire incident occurring in Nigeria. I suggest NEMA should educate people and make it compulsory for every shop to have a powder or foam general fire extinguisher in parentheses, and they need to learn how to operate it. Also, the government needs to make electricity supply constant in those markets. To be honest, fire vehicles cannot easily access the market when there's an incident. Jonathan, I hope you're listening. Considering the busy market, how busy the market can be, also is tight. So they need to train them. This is what MC Homeboy is saying. Train the traders on firefighting techniques and make sure they all have firefighting extinguishing equipment or materials in their shops. Thank you very much for that one. The next one here, I think I've read this already. I'm not siding with anybody, but when the government builds those new complex for those selling on the road, it can't be afforded by those who are selling on the street before. Okay, Yobami from Alago Major. Thank you very much. Well, if you can't afford it, you go elsewhere. You know, government asks you to come and sell on the road. You know, so government cannot be blamed. All right, but they need to build automotive markets. I must give it to Lagos State government to an extent, because they have what you call the Lagos Island Model City Plan. All right, they're working on it. Some time ago, the Commissioner for Fiscal Planning and Urban Development, earlier last month, said that Lagos Island Model City Plan, when operational, will restore the glory of Lagos Island. And so how long is it going to take? I think we need to have him on the program to talk about it. He hasn't, you know, responded to my invitation, so I'll reach out to him again, you know, to come on the program and talk about it. That Lagos Island Model City Plan. Let's know what it's about, if it will actually solve this problem. But Lagos Island needs to be restored, really. I think I've read some messages on WhatsApp already. Just a few on Facebook before I say goodbye. Agu Emeka Franklin says, most of the shop's owners have 25 liters of fuel in their shops. My God, when I went to purchase something there, a seller confirmed it. They power their shops themselves. Jesus Christ. Okay, we'll come back from this commercial break. We'll do some more talking. We'll say goodbye.
Book your flights on the Access More app and get 20,000 Naira for shopping. Valid from March the 27th to April the 10th, 2024. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, don't forget, after the news at 9, I'll be doing the One Play lottery draw off the air, okay? So while Uncle Jimmy is starting and all that, we'll do the draw. So make sure you play if you've not played on radio before I'm done with the news at 9. Olari Waju Olade Inde says, this is Nigeria for me. I hardly trust people because they're so wicked that they set fire on it as to build another one so they can get body from it. That's the usual believed by some people, that some persons went to set fire to the market so they can build a new one. I don't believe in that. But thank you very much for your message. Really, the glory of Lagos Island needs to be restored. You know, for decades, Lagos Island Central Business District stood as an epitome of commerce, of culture, of urban vibrancy, you know, in Nigeria's bustling metropolis. In its heyday, Lagos Island CBD was a beating heart of Nigeria's economic engine. All right, the beating heart of Nigeria's economic engine. It was a hub of trade, a hub of innovation that attracted entrepreneurs, investors, dreamers from across the nation and across the world. But today is a pale shadow of itself. We'll do some more talking at some point in the future regarding Lagos Island. And of course, we'll like to have the Commissioner for Fiscal Planning in the studio to talk about the model Lagos Island plan that they have. Let's see if we can educate ourselves on that. My name is Kofi Bartels. I'll be back tomorrow, same time on this station. Follow me on Twitter @Kofi_Bartels after the news at 9. We have Daily Digest with Jim Lee. So good morning.